This is Matt Wells at UN News. As the Syria conflict enters its 10th year, UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Mark Lowcock has issued an urgent appeal for additional life-saving aid. Outlining the devastating impact that 9 years of conflict has had on the people of the war-torn country, he noted that the conflict has produced more than 5.6 million refugees, 6.1 million internally displaced, and left more than 11 million citizens in need of humanitarian assistance, including 4.8 million children. Up to 70% of the health workforce has left the country, and only 64% of hospitals and 52% of primary healthcare centres across Syria were fully functional as of the end of last year. At the same time, some 8 million Syrians lack reliable access to food, which in just 1 year has increased by more than 20%. Some 500,000 children are chronically malnourished. Farmers who gather flowers from the Espinhaço mountain range in Brazil received well-deserved recognition on Wednesday for their crucial role in enhancing biodiversity and preserving traditional knowledge. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, has for the first time recognised these traditional farmers of the Sempre Vivas National Park by including them on its Global Agricultural Heritage List, or Globally Important Agricultural Heritage Systems. The Espinhaço's unique landscapes and ecosystems not only make the mountain range the most biodiverse on the planet, but also play a crucial role in regulating the region's rainfall. And the complex agricultural system, which combines flower gathering, agroforestry, livestock grazing and crop cultivation, is based on a wide range of traditional knowledge and practices passed on from generation to generation, helping people achieve harmony with the environment while ensuring food and livelihood security. And keeping with the preservation of traditional cultures, an independent UN expert told the Human Rights Council in Geneva on Wednesday that children of linguistic minorities must be taught in their own language. According to Fernand de Varenne, the UN Special Rapporteur on Minority Issues, this was not only necessary for inclusive, quality education, but also to respect the human rights of all children. He said that education in a minority's mother tongue is more cost-effective, reduces dropout rates, and leads to noticeably better academic results, particularly for girls. Beyond these numerous benefits, he pointed out in his report that failing to use minority languages where possible could be discriminatory in breach of states' human rights obligations and inconsistent with Sustainable Development Goal 4, which calls for inclusive and quality education for all. Matt Wells, UN News.